Let us pray. Lord, let us learn to believe as readily as the children, the Samaritans, and the woman at the well. We offer to you gifts that we are comfortable giving. Please challenge us, Lord, to give more. Amen.
As we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, I would invite you to share any prayer requests that you have. And I actually have three here. First of all, I heard from Marge McDermott this morning. She has news of three young women who are addicted to heroin, one of whom is going to court this week, and she asked that we pray for the proceedings and that the outcome be as helpful to the woman as possible. And she also said that Bud was briefly hospitalized, but it was maybe overnight, not even long enough to call anybody. Bud. Mm-hmm. So please pray for Marge's friends and for Bud as well. We have a joy from Becky Lindsay. Her niece's husband, Gary Kinzer, was named Wrestling Coach of the Year in Augusta County, Virginia. He left Washington Courthouse 4 years ago in search of a better life and seems to have found it. So, yes, we pray a prayer of thanksgiving for Gary Kinzer. Also for Janet's friend Ruth, who has had one chemo in her series, prays for strength and courage as they continue. And prayers for her brother, Bruce, who is awaiting a date for his back surgery. Are there any other prayer requests we need to hear today? Then let us come to the table of the Lord. Friends, this is the table of the Lord. It is not just a community of faith table. It is not just a Presbyterian table, but it is the table of Jesus Christ. It reminds us of the night that Jesus had the Last Supper with his disciples. It reminds us of the night that Jesus ate with his friends who he met on the road to Emmaus. It reminds us of the sacrifice that he made on our behalf and helps us to feel a part of his body as we partake. So let us pray. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O God, our Creator and Redeemer. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. You formed us in your image to love and serve you. But we forgot your promises and abandoned your commandments. In your mercy, you did not reject us, but still claimed us as your own. When we were slaves in Egypt, you freed us and led us through the waters of the sea. You fed us with heavenly food in the wilderness and satisfied our thirst from desert springs. On the holy mountain, you gave us your law to guide us in your way. Through the waters of Jordan, you led us into the land of your promise, and you sustained us in times of trial. You spoke through the prophets, calling us to turn from our willful ways to new obedience and righteousness. You sent your only Son to be the way to eternal life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with choirs of angels and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever sing to the glory of your name. And blessed is Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. He took upon himself the weight of our sin and carried the burden of our guilt. He shared our life in every way and, though tempted, was sinless to the end. Baptized as your own, he went willingly to his death and by your power was raised to new life. In his dying and rising, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we take this bread and this wine from the gifts you have given us and celebrate with joy the redemption won for us in Jesus Christ. Accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, as a living and holy offering of ourselves, that our lives may proclaim the one crucified and risen. Great is the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, unite us with the living Christ and with all who are baptized in his name, that we may be one in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world. Gracious and loving God, we pray for our community, for those who could not be with us today due to illness or other reasons. And we pray especially for Marge and Bud McDermott and for Marge's young friends who are addicted to heroin, and for the one who will be going to court this week. May you be present in the proceedings that they may have as good an outcome as possible. We pray for Ruth, who is beginning her chemo. prayers for strength and courage as her chemo treatments continue. And we pray for Janet's brother, Bruce, who is awaiting a date for his back surgery. And we pray a prayer of thanksgiving for joy for Becky's niece's husband, Gary Kinzer, who was named Wrestling Coach of the Year in Augusta County, Virginia. Lord, we are always so thankful when someone finds their vocation, and it does appear that Gary has found his. And so we offer you our prayers of praise and thanksgiving. Help us, O God, to be obedient to your call, to love all your children, to do justice and show mercy, and to live in peace with your whole creation. Guide us through the desert of life, quench our thirst with living waters, satisfy our hunger with the bread of heaven. Give us strength to serve you faithfully until the promised day of resurrection, when with the redeemed of all of the ages, we will feast with you at your table in glory. Through Christ, all glory and honor are yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit in the Holy Church, now and forever. Amen. Friends, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and he broke it and passed it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, for this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same way, he took the cup and he poured it out, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you for forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this in remembrance of me." Friends, these are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Loving God, you graciously feed us who have received these holy mysteries with the bread of life and the cup of eternal salvation. May we who have received this sacrament be strengthened in your service. We who have sung your praises tell of your glory and truth. We who have seen the greatness of your love see you face to face in your kingdom. For you have made us your own people by the death and resurrection of your Son, our Lord, and by the life-giving power of your Spirit. Amen. Our sending hymn is Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, number 281. This place, let us go forth to love and to serve the Lord. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.